Hi, what's up, everyone? I'm Yoko.
I'm Nick.
I'm
making water.
Shut the fuck. I'm Max.
And welcome to the most unprofessional podcast show ever, The Goons.
I thought mullets was.
And mullets.
Nah. Jones Cast is fucking doing better than we are.
Are they?
What is that?
I never heard one.
He only did like one episode. He never aired.
Why is it called Jones Cast?
Oh, Jones Cast is not his. He features on it.
Oh, he features on it?
Yeah.
It's his. He's on it.
I heard a little bit of once, just, you know, common courtesy, because I guess he checked out ours once.
I don't know.
That's about it.
I never heard it.
The only podcasts I listen to are, like, pro podcast people. I hate indie.
I just listen to a bunch of wrestling podcasts.
Well, that's not much of Kevin Smith. They're, like, Smodco podcast. Or Practical Jokers.
I listen to Smodcast here and there.
I like the 10-minute podcast. That's my favorite.
I listen to those too. But on a weekly basis, like fucking like dedicated, I listen to Solid Monster, which is just wrestling.
I listen to like What Say You? It's that Practical Joker one, and then Tell Him Steve Dave, and a lot of like recently a lot of DVD ASA, which is David Cho's podcast. Hey, do you know there's a Straight Edge podcast?
Is it really?
It's Straight Edge Worldwide. The only
is
reason
it really?
Is the only reason I wanted to see it. No, because it's nice that he said that, because that's exactly like him mocking just as a comment. That's sad, like, but that's how exactly how the guy is. Like, he had Patrick Flynn on from Have Heart, and that's the only reason I wanted to listen to it. This guy, like, because Patrick Flynn's like, oh, you know, I was Hot Topic, and like, I wanted to buy a Korn CD, and, like, I bought Korn, like, Korn, and, like, right away, the guy's trying to shoot at it, and Patrick Flynn's like, no, I like Korn. Like, the guy's like, oh, you know, yeah, people were in a Korn.
The reason I was mocking him is because, have you guys seen, This Is the End?
No.
When Jonah Hill, I guess he gets possessed by a demon. They're like, the power of Christ compels you. Does he really, Jay?
He's obviously sarcastic.
Like, all sarcastic?
Does he really with a demon voice?
That's like how that dude is. So he was very condescending, like, when Patrick Flynn was telling that. But you can tell, like, you don't really kind of, like, come off, like, kind of a staple like Patrick Flynn. I mean, fuck, it's Have Heart, for sake.
But you know what? That's how mostly, like, it gets complicated. Not really complicated, but like the real people who, like, I guess are like true to the hardcore, they don't give a shit.
Yeah.
But the ones who try too hard and come across as like
self-righteous people.
Yeah, they're the ones who are obvious. They're the ones who are like straight up with like a fuck Hot Topic, poser shit, blah blah blah.
Yeah, and it was funny,
and they come off as like the biggest posers ever.
Exactly, because fucking Patrick Flynn's like, yeah, dude, Hot Topic is like the only place you can get anything. And like, I remember, like, I used to buy albums because it looked cool. That was it. Or like, I saw, you know, and then he's like, what we used to do is we used to buy CDs and, like, play Tony Hawk's Pro Skater, and, like, that's how we'd get into music. Like, I'd buy this brand new, like, Pennywise album. Yeah, he was like, I'd buy this Pennywise album, and, like, I started listening to all the Epitaph bands. And then you can tell the guy is listening to him, like, waiting for, like, he's just waiting to hear, like, oh, I got into Warzone, or I got into this, so he can fucking, like, have this macho bravado of, like oh, yeah. Because, I mean, like, the guy's cool, but you can tell it's, like, he has that, like, type of a... like that type of thing about him where he has to seem like he's some alpha fucking straight edge dude.
Yeah.
Alpha.
Yeah. There's a shitload of dudes like that too.
Yeah, there's so many of them. Like, I hate it. Like, I'm just like, why can't you guys just shut the fuck up?
And the funny thing is too, if you tell them too, they're just like, oh, like who started straight edge or whatever like that. They have no fucking idea what movement it was or anything else like that.
Just don't drink beer, bro.
Did you ever see the video that Randy posted about the hardcore?
Oh, that he sent me that. I was at work and he actually sent me that, and he's like, dude, watch this. And it was fucking true. And the guy pulls out the clipboard, he's like, have you heard this? Like, these albums haven't even came out for like, they're not gonna come out for like 4 months. He goes, oh, whose fault is that? Like, I was like, dude, we know people like that. You and me both know people like that. Yeah. Like, yeah, so
see, but like it's both sides that I hate them both. I know they're both making fun of basically this or that.
Yeah.
And like it's the kids who pretend to like it but don't really listen to it, and it's the kids who like straight up be like
that's
oh,
their life,
like
yeah.
Oh, like then what happened? You like, huh? What's on you? Like,
what
like,
do you care?
Like, I'm right in the middle of between them because I'm like, dude, like I don't give a shit if you listen or you
I
don't
just
listen.
Like
to
it,
them.
Yeah.
And that, I won't try to burn you out.
That brings me up to a perfect segue. I take the bus to work every morning.
Yeah.
On the 62, there's always this kid who tries to act like he's like a super badass. I'm not getting cut off, right?
No,
yeah, so fucking I need the sound tech over here. Fucking, so there's always this kid who sounds like he's always like trying to be a super badass. He always has a skateboard and fucking he's got, I didn't know kids still had the scene hair.
Yeah,
that he's got that shit going. He's always wearing like fruity ass like No, like fruity-ass dark, like fruity-ass deathcore shirts. Like, you know, you get like your Dahlia, but then there's some Dahlia shirts that are like fucking pink and green purple. Shit.
I had one of those shirts.
Yeah, they're still gnarly, but like this
kid, too colorful.
This kid, and I wore a Gorilla Biscuit shirt under one of my work shirts, and I had it open. You could see the GB on it, like you can see the mascot and the Gorilla Biscuits. And then it's a white shirt, like the outer shirt I was wearing was white. Yeah. So like, you know, when I got up, you can see the back of it. And so he kind of like told me, like, when I got on the bus today, he's like, oh, you like hardcore? I was like, yeah. But I was like, I'm pretty sure our definition of hardcore is different, which is cool, because I mean, to each his own. He's like, oh yeah, dude, fucking like that's like my shit. And I was like, you're wearing a black Dahlia murder shirt, like trying to have a hardcore lecture with me. And I'm like, all right, whatever, you're a young kid, I'm not gonna shit on you or anything like that.
Yeah.
But as we're having this conversation, I start hearing, because he doesn't have headphones, like all these obnoxious little fuckers never have headphones on the bus. And this kid's like fucking like he's bumping fucking Falling in Reverse. As like we're having, he's like, and no, but his like, the first thing he goes to, he's like, oh yeah, I really like the Ghost Inside. I was like, oh, so you don't really like hardcore then? And he goes, well, what do you mean? I'm like, well, hardcore to me is like Black Flag, Bad Brains, you know, the guys that started, but then it's bands that grew up on it, like, you know, like Down to Nothing and like Cold World, and like I love. He's like, well, what the fuck is that? I'm like, see, the thing about me is like I love two versions of hardcore. I love the old shit that came from here, and I love California hardcore. But for some reason, like, guys are, like, I love East Coast hardcore, but guys that are knocking that shit out of the park is in Wilkes-Barre, where Title Fight's from. You got fucking Dead End Path, you got Cold World, you got fucking Bad Seed, Warzone, or War Hungry, you got, and fucking Disengage, and that's, like, hardcore I love. So I was telling the kid, I was like, yeah, dude, like, I like hardcore, like, what may sound like punk to you is hardcore. Actual hardcore to me.
He's like, no,
I'm fucking still reverse. Condescending. Like he's like, oh well, no, he's like, oh well, Black Dahlia could have been hardcore. I'm like, oh dude, you're so far away from the fucking like pulse. Like what movie is that? Like, here's the pulse, and here's your finger. No, here's your finger. Far from the pulse, all the way up your ass. That's from fucking James and Bob.
Yeah,
fucking. That's how I felt like just fucking, dude, you're a fucking. But I just like it's a kid. There's no arguing with this little fucking.
He's not gonna. He'll get it later.
Exactly. So he's lucky. So I told him, and then he's like, yeah, I just don't like straight edge kids. I'm like, oh, I don't like you then. And then right away it was the kind of like, oh, you're straight edge, and I was like, yeah, but I don't think I'm better than you. Yeah, I was like, I don't think I'm better than you, and he's like, oh, well
you are.
Well, straight edge people are. I was like, well, not all of us are like that. Don't lump us in that category. And I was like, wait, don't you like the Ghost Inside? He's like, yeah. I'm like, you know the singer's straight edge, right?
No.
And he's like, oh, well, how do you know them? Like, cause I used to fucking like them, and I've seen them play, and I've hung out with them after a show.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he makes this big fucking speech about why he's straight edge. Like, the rest of them fucking party like hell.
Yeah,
I was like, but. Dude, this kid's like straight edge, and he's like, oh, well, I don't fucking believe it. I was like, whatever, dude. Like, have a nice day. I gotta fucking go. I got work, dude.
Oh, who's here?
I don't know.
Sounds like George.
Dude, right. I turned everything off already.
I'm gonna go open the door.
So don't get lectured by kids that think they know music on the bus. And then the thing that threw me off too, he's wearing a fucking Dahlia shirt, bumping Falling in Reverse. Like, that should say like something. That's right, sad. Away. Yeah, and then the whole fact that like he tried to get on me about Ronnie the straight Rat edge thing though. And like. Not being hardcore and all this other stuff, and I was like, whatever, dude. Like, I was like, have a good day. To make it even worse, I played Ghost really loud walking out, and I played the fucking If You Have Ghost song, the Erickson cover, and it's like it's super poppy. And I was just looking, I was like, all right, peace, dude. Like, you're fucking stupid.
I mean, he'll like Ghost like in 4 years. Watch.
Yeah, he'll like Ghost, and fucking no one knows who they are anymore.
I'd be busting.
They won't even know. They're like another band.
I'd be busting year zero, like, if I enter the bus. Billion!
The hell is this kid?
Slowly turn the head to you, like...
Oh, Dios mío.
And then you pay the $150.
I have them, like, for some reason, like, at work, I have, like, three computer screens. And, like, they all interchange, like...
I can move a mouse from each of them. Nice. And I have, like, different pictures on each one. Like, I have, like, the boys with the cup on one. I have TF on one, and I have Ghost on the other one. And also... The Ghost open, and it's the one where like
yeah.
And my boss walks by, and she's like I remember I made fun of her, because she's like, oh, I had to go to church. And I was like, heathen. And, like, I was like, why are you wearing white? Like, I already know you bone someone, you're not married. And then like, so So she walked by. She's like, "What is that?" I'm like, "Oh, it's Papa Immortus." And she's like, "Who's that?" I'm like, "You don't know."
He's the Pope.
Yeah, I was like, it was like fucking. It was like Family Guy. Remember, it was like, "Oh, you haven't heard that the bird is a word?" Like, it was like that. And she's like, you exactly. No, you know what would be even funnier? It's you two morons in the cubicles that they can't see, and it's just coming up, you guys just yelling the year zero lyrics. Well, so yeah, so she's like, what is that? I'm like, oh, he's a satanic priest that comes out. She's like, what? I was like, yeah. I was like, I've seen them live. It was one of the best shows I've ever seen. Like, he comes out, like, he blesses the crowd with the fucking incense, and then he gives them bread. He has nuns in, like, full gear go to the front row and give everybody bread. Then he has wine and communion on stage. Like, this is a fucking show. Mm-hmm. And she's like, oh, well, like, why did you go to that? And I was like, because they're one of my favorite bands. Oh, are you... Oh, like in so many words, and like not trying to be mean, it's like, oh, are you a Satanist? And I was like, no, I don't believe in it. And I was just like, and I was like, and you know what? Like, by your rules of Satanist, you're kind of wrong, because it's just about self empowerment. It's never been about sacrificing anybody. It's about smiting people that fuck you over and not giving a shit. There's about
There's a lot of animal sacrifice in the Bible itself.
Exactly. I mean, there's more sacrifice in the Bible than there is in the Satanic Bible. There's
more killing children.
Satanic Bible's fucking laid. Like, if you want to get laid in high school, you read that, okay? That's all, like, the Satanic, I read it. Satanic Bible, all it is about getting laid. So I told her that. I was like, it's all about self-empowerment. And she's just like, well, so is the Bible. I'm like, no, the Bible's about giving empowerment to someone else. And having some motherfucker in the sky, like a seagull, like, command your faith. Mm-hmm. And then she got all, she's like, oh, well, don't fuck you have work to do? You. I'm like, you have to figure, like, I don't got shit to do, okay? I'm keep playing solitaire, and you keep paying me $9 an hour, right? And then, like, she tried to come back and, like, oh, like, so you just have doubles.
Fuck you, Satanist.
She has this real weird thing about that. Like,
it's like now you have leverage over there.
Yeah. Well, because like, well, this chick's like, if this, I don't want to be a dick and say, like,
you're already being a dick.
Oh, I don't want to be that guy and say, like, female bosses suck. But every female boss I have suck. Mm-hmm. Okay. One chick got decked by some, when I worked at the pharmacist, she got decked with some chick had a broken wrist. She hit her with the broken wrist. And then this chick is like, every fucking day she'll send me doubles of work that I already have done, just because she doesn't fucking remember. And then she's always arguing with, like, the dude who owns it. And, like, it's like some weird innuendo thing, because the guy that owns it is, like, banging her, but they're not going out. But the thing is, he's 30 years older than her, paying for a brand new Mercedes SUV that's hers. Yeah, and that's what pissed me off. I was like, how the fuck can you give me a check on Friday if she don't cash till Monday? You can pay this bitch's car. Like, kind of bullshit is this?
He's like, well, when you start sucking my dick, I will buy you a car.
Oh, he owed me a bet. We bet on the game, bet $1. He wanted to bet a quarter. I was like, I don't play that New York shoe. It's a gentleman's bet. It's $1. Mm-hmm. And fucking, I didn't show up on Monday. And, like, I came in today, and I didn't shave. And he's like, oh, you're not a real fan. I was like, you don't even like hockey. And he got really quiet, and I was like, yeah, fuck you, dude.
Oh, you know what just came to mind?
What?
How you said you have three monitors?
Yeah.
Like, if Oscar was here, he would have had Mark, Tom, and Travis.
That's gay.
I know. That's pretty funny.
Oh, you know, we actually, it's cool you brought that up. We're actually talking shit about that, because Daisy and I are going to go see The Offspring. And The Offspring's playing with Pennywise and Bad Religion. Fuck Bad Religion. Pennywise and The Offspring is just fucking gnarly.
Fuck Bad Religion.
I'm not a big fan of Bad Religion ever since Title Fight. I fucking met the guitarist, Mr. Epitaph himself, and fucking, okay. I was like, I tried to say what's up to him. I was like, hey, dude, like, I was like, dude, you shaped my childhood. Like, a lot of the music I like, you signed those bands. Like, he saw my Milo tattoo and everything, because he signed the Descendants on Epitaph. And I go, I was like, hey, do you think I can get a picture? And it was kind of dark. And he's like, I was like, nah, never mind, it's kind of dark. But if the lights come on, do you mind? And he, like, this guy is making millions of dollars, he's still a bitch to his wife. Like, he fucking looked back, and his wife's just like, like, just shaking her head and shit, and I was like, that's fucked up.
But Kevin Baker.
What the fuck is that?
It might be having marriage trouble. She's trying to be on the good side.
How is that being on a good side? That's a fucking, that's a kid who's put, like, a lot of allowance in your fucking bands, and you're over here being a dick. Yeah, so fucking.
The lights come on,
and we made
eye contact, like, you fucking hit your bitch, like, as he's walking by, and I was just like, well, fucking, the Descendants are better than Bad Religion either way, so it doesn't matter.
Was it off?
No, it was on. It just turned off.
That was punchline. Ah, shit.
Tough crowd.
Yeah, but we're gonna go see. We're talking about that because we're gonna go see Pennywise.
Hold on.
Continuing the theme. Continuing the theme. Why Blink 182 sucks. All right. We went fucking. We were talking about just like growing up. You remember how the fucking no one liked Green Day until American Idiot came out.
Yeah.
But all of us love like Dookie and like the rest of the CDs that came out. I can't fucking name any of those ones. Fucking Fair Warning or some shit.
Warning, I think
it's it was Warning, right? Yeah, but Dookie was the only one that fucking mattered. But it's kind of funny how like everybody's like all like fucking. Don't get me wrong, they enterprise themselves really well, but we were talking a bunch of shit. We're like, it's kind of funny how, like, everybody writes off The Offspring. Mm-hmm. And she was talking about that because she's like, oh, I went on Tumblr, and some one chick was just like, oh, yeah, I love Green Day. And so it's like, oh, anybody know any other bands that I'd like? And then some chick was like, oh, yeah, this is The Offspring. And all these people were like, oh, no, they fucking suck. They can't play. Like, listen to Blink. And I was like, are you stupid? Like, like, I mean, I know it's all fucking white, like, bay punk or whatever the guns are like playing in Oakley's, but I still love The Offspring. Like, so we were talking about like how weird, like everything, like I was like how shitty you can be and be like really big. And then we had brought up the video of the drummer from Pennywise playing for Blink 182, and he played, and it was like one of those things. It was like, it'd be equivalent like if you were way better than me and you played a DA song and I stood there and stared at you fucking pissed off. That's what happened with Blink 182. Like, the drummer from Pennywise blew fucking Travis Barker out of the water. Like
how your vocalist was when I was doing vocals.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of him, since George is here, me and George are talking about that this morning because fucking he convinced me that one of our boys on the team, fucking Justin from Apathy, looks like him. And then he got fucking mad at me because I didn't side with him.
Nice.
It looks like Drew Doughty. Hey.
He said that Justin from Apathy looks like Drew Doughty.
And then Jonathan,
one of the players from the Kings.
Yeah, and then Jonathan got mad at me because he's like, I thought you were in the side with me. And I wanted to be like, fuck, you started watching hockey a fucking week ago. Like, shut the fuck up. And then his girlfriend goes off to talk a bunch of shit.
But I'm caught up.
Like, his girlfriend's talking a bunch of shit. She's like, oh, all you bandwagon fans. I was like, remember when I had a jersey and me and this fool were wearing matching hoodies and shit at the NBR show? And she's like, I don't like hockey. I was like, fuck you, bitch. Yeah.
Bandwagon. George, why don't you hit me up to go to the parade with you? You're down the street of my house.
Because he don't like you, nigga.
Yeah. You had work, didn't you, though?
I had work at, like, 5. So, right after the parade, like, right after they went inside the Staples Center,
I left. Yeah.
We have George in the
studio. Why didn't you hop the fence?
Huh?
Why didn't you hop the fence?
There's not a fence to get in. You have to get in. It's like a gate.
Why didn't you hop the doors?
Why didn't you go under the doors?
Why don't you look for the band I was playing and sneak into their big like guitar case?
Nah, there wasn't any music in there.
It's a joke. It's a fucking joke. George, it's a fucking joke. Like, get the fuck over it, George. Like, seriously. George. Shut the fuck up, George.
Are you still salty about NXT not asking you back right now? NXT, what the fucking...
NXT.
Who is it?
Shield?
Mel? Wait, who?
Are you serious?
The drummer for who?
Someone got sponsored.
Someone got sponsored.
No, you know, no. Wait. Are they like a pretty boy band?
Yeah.
Oh, you really? You answered your own question how they got sponsored by SJC.
Warp Tour.
Who? Terror?
Dang, you know who's playing at Warp Tour this year?
Who?
I think Nick might
want to
go.
What?
Falling in Reverse.
That kid on the bus wants to go.
Fuck yeah, dude.
He tries to be someone. He's no one.
Yeah.
Fuck, I forgot with who.
It was that big festival. I forgot what it's called.
It's not Ink and Iron, right?
No. I think I think Offspring's and Green Day is on the same tour too. I think Offspring's and Green Day is on the same.
I'm gonna go watch him, but it's like a festival. He can't sing anymore.
He could sing ever.
His voice is back.
He has a monotone voice.
he had like a 90s streak.
It always sounds like he's singing when he talks.
Who sings Scream?
That's Michael Graves.
You like him?
Yeah, he's cool.
I like him too. Singer. I like it. I like that song.
You know what's funny? Like, now we're on the Misfits. You know how like the skull kind of looks like intimidating and shit, like the Phantom skull. Yeah. Okay, and like, remember how the Ramones had like their main logo was like, it just looked like a straight pendant and shit. Remember when I was younger, like I was getting into the Ramones. I must have been like in sixth grade, and like I never understood. Like then I heard them and I like how bubblegum they were, like super kind of like, yeah, like fucking like all these fucking punker kids and studs and shit swearing by them. Yeah, swearing by them and the fucking Misfits, and I listened to both of them like. How the fuck can you be tough listening to this shit? Like it was really weird. Like, I was like, I can't be the fucking, like Carbona, not glue. Wow, you're just sniffing glue? Like, okay, you're cool, but, like, I don't get how I'm supposed to be fucking afraid of you.
Let's quick bump.
Yeah, like, I didn't get how all these kids acted hard and shit.
I like how
let's go.
Hard, like, parentheses, hard kid likes them, but they never claim to be, like, a hard band or anything like that.
Yeah. And I was, like, I always felt weird because I was the only kid that I knew that liked the Sex Pistols.
They're
fucking tight though. Yeah, I like Sex Pistols.
Fuck Sid Vicious. I didn't like that whole shit.
With the Sex Pistols.
Oh, is it Sid Vicious? Yeah, it's funny too because when you tell people that he didn't play, they Glenn Matlock played on him or the original bassist. They would just fucking get all mad. They're like, well, what did he do? I was like, he was just pretty much like, you know what, Malcolm, their fucking manager was just smart enough to use him as a fucking poster boy because that's how you guys got anywhere.
Yep. I like how there's I've seen posts where like a stupid ass fucking girl. She'll be like. She posts a picture of Sid Vicious. She's like, to one of the greatest
bass players of all time.
I'll teach y'all.
You know, you could say the same about fucking Didi Ramone, but at least Didi Ramone wrote really good songs.
He was the worst Ramone, probably.
Nah, Tommy was.
Worst Ramone.
Gilbert Godfrey was a Ramone.
I like it. What's this?
Yeah.
They had a lot of secret Ramones.
Yeah.
Like tryouts or something like that. I like what's
but you need the hair or else you weren't in.
No, they stopped with the hair.
It was a joke. It was a
CJ
joke.
Had long hair and
it was a fucking joke.
I remember
CJ had long hair and they cut it. He had to cut it. The day CJ joined, he was actually in jail because he got who
is that the last one?
The bassist. He was in the Marines and he went AWOL. So like he was AWOL. In jail when he joined the Ramones. Oh shit. I love that band. That band's like
just I had their, good times. That one DVD where it's like a tour.
The End of the Century?
Yeah.
Or Ramones Raw?
Ramones
Raw. Oh, the one they're in Brazil and shit?
I don't remember.
Or they're in like... They're in a Mexican country?
Or like a Hispanic...
Yeah. Because no one's speaking English. It all sounds...
That Mexican country.
And then the fact that like they're selling fucking like all you gotta say, it really is a Mexican country.
Dude, I want to be like a super famous musician so they can be like, so how was your tour in Chile? Oh, you mean that Mexican country? It was pretty cool.
Yoko, the most ignorant musician in the world. Wait, so he goes to Africa. He's like, hey, how was it out here? All them niggers? Thought I was in Compton still.
You mean the Compton expansion? I went to South Central there for a bit.
Dude, that's the funniest line ever.
Chicken.
Dude, that's a fucking.
It got really black when we hit Lennox. That was it.
That was like the funniest line ever.
That's
dude.
Racist.
That one. Was
Hey Yoko, call the podcast that Mexican country.
That Mexican country. I was gonna call it hardcore just because in the beginning.
Oh okay.
When you named the last one Rest in Peace,
I started cracking. You know.
Rest in Peace.
Oh, Rest in Peace. Did I name it that?
Yeah, you named it Rest in Peace.
Wait, was that fucking was that Danny's? Was Danny's Rest in Peace or who's Rest in Peace?
You used to have Danny's.
That one has to be fucking. That one has to be PJ. It has to be called PJ.
PJ.
No, PJ.
No, I forgot the last one, but that shit was funny. I was cracking up.
How do you not know the difference between wanting to come and pee?
As Danny.
Just pee all over the girl's.
All right, you know the singer for why was I gonna say NSID? NEP? That like the first time he ever got a blowjob, he pissed in the chick's mouth.
I'm not so sure it was his first time. It was his first time peeing though. That's for sure.
You know what? I'm gonna go on record.
I emphasize he first time.
Okay,
that's what I'm saying. First.
You have
time.
To emphasize it might have been his first time because I mean.
Wait till the podcast.
Wait. She did it twice. It happened to the same chick twice. So. She can't be that mad about it.
Not a kid. Like, no, go.
He's like, I'm sorry. I don't know.
He pretty much waterboarded the bitch. That's
he's sitting on the couch like, what the fuck is wrong with me?
Why won't you work?
She's like, she's cuddling like, it's okay, babe. I'll do it again.
And a wife beater, and that's it.
I remember, I think my the first time I had sex, no, probably the second time, my ex-girlfriend was like, you want to take a shower? I was like, nah, I'm cool. She kicked me out. I was like, get the fuck out of my house then. I'm like, what? I don't want to take a shower with you. Insecure bitch.
You don't love me if you don't shower with me.
I don't want to shower.
We get dirty together, we cleanse together. That's how it fucking works,
I
okay?
I showered yesterday, bitch. I showered yesterday.
I don't got my you fucking shampoo here, bitch.
You can't make me do anything.
I didn't shower today. I didn't go to work, so I was like, whatevers.
Whatever.
I showered this morning before work and then thought about it. I was like, if I smell at work, would people talk to me? Because if that's the case, I'm not going to shower.
Back, at least I've had,
there's
like,
three people at my job. Who the fuck's going to say anything?
You guys, they took, hey, did you hear Nick? Oh, you are Nick.
I definitely farted in a little ticket booth a couple of times. But they can't pinpoint the smell.
So. You work near a beach. I would think like the smell of fish and like salt water would overbearing.
I backhand that shit so many times. This one bitch was like, it smells like fish. Like, maybe it's the fucking ocean. But I said it just like that. She was like, no, stupid. I was like, no, yes, stupid. Look. Fucking idiot.
It's the pool of Santa Monica.
Like, look, you fucking idiot.
It's the pool of Santa Monica.
Stupid ass.
You forgot to say that JoJo actually told you that.
Oh, that must slap the shit out of her.
I remember I was in an elevator with this little fat kid I used to hang out with when I was a kid. His name was Abraham. And it's just me and him, and he takes like the nastiest fart, and I start thinking, why the fuck he fart? And he starts crying, it wasn't me! Like,
is it only you two in there?
It's only us two.
So there's a ghost farter in there.
My friend, white boy John, it was me, John, and my friend Roger on the bus, and we're always like getting Roger in trouble or something like that. So my friend John takes a nasty ass fart, like the nastiest one ever.
I remember this one.
In a crowded bus, right? And then we go, damn, because we call him Jew. Damn, Jew, why'd you fucking take a fart? And then, but it wasn't him, we know. And everyone starts looking at him, like, with disgust. He's like, you think it's so fucking funny to make fun of me in front of everyone? I was cracking up hard. Every now and then. Like, I have a video of him on our video where he's like super drunk. He's like, Lois, is that you? And I'm like, yeah, like, where are we? and then he was throwing up, like, oh, he's on his knees throwing up. And I guess his arms just let go and he falls his face on his throat.
I mean, that kid had it coming then.
It's fun. No, it's because he was trying to impress these two chicks we were hanging out with. He's like, hey, what's up? And then he gets like a bottle of Jose Cuervo, just pure tequila, and he downs it like a shitload. He goes, yeah, I like the party. Literally. Because he's like super lame. He's that lame. He says, I like the party. And they're like, you guys are real pretty.
Tell him that prom story.
The what?
The prom story.
Remind me.
The one where he's like, Lois, would you fuck me?
Oh, no. It was we're going to the club ones, right?
Oh, the club, whatever.
And I let him borrow some pants. Oh.
Damn, that helicopter.
Damn. Boo! It crashes on us.
It's a plane. It's a helicopter.
Stupid. That flying thing in the air, whatever.
Just for the viewers, the listeners, there was a plane flying above us. No, but we hear a big ass crash.
Okay, if it did happen, would we go run out and look for it or flip the news?
Oh, yeah, the news maybe. But, I mean,
you gotta
think about
it. I was watching fucking World War Z today. If something like that catastrophic crashed near me, I'd be locking up doors and fucking windows.
Fuck yeah.
Tell me the story.
Oh, yeah, so I let my friend borrow some pants. He's never worn tight pants before, so let him borrow
some. Wait.
I don't know why he said
it. Because I know, like, I fucking George knows him too. These other two lame fucks. There's just one little fucking Huff drummer. Fucking bitch wolf.
Is there water?
Oh, yeah. Because fucking every time we'd be around girls, like, hey, what's up? My name and I like to party. It'd always be him and his dumb fucking cousin always saying that, and just me looking at him like, you wonder why you fucking jerk off at night instead of getting laid.
Maybe because I like the way it feels? Duh.
No, but my friend, the Jew, again, I let him borrow some pants for the club, right? Because we went to that lame-ass club dance. You guys ever heard of it?
Wait, is it over here?
No, I don't think it goes on anymore. It's like on Santa Monica Street, like far.
Oh, because there used to be one like up in Montreal. Like,
yeah. Maybe it moved there, yeah. It's like an emo freaking scene club.
Yeah, it used to be there on like Thursdays or Fridays or some shit like that.
I think it was Tuesday when it was over there, at least.
It was on like Thursday over here, and one of my neighbor there was local. And fucking, it was like, she must have been like fucking 14. I think
That one right? That one right here?
Yeah. Like,
some of my friends from high school, like one of the football players I know, and like he's like
this kid's like 6'7", and so he
just picked my ass up and he was gonna throw me out, and I was yelling at him, I was like, Nelson, he's like, "The fuck happened to you?" I was like, "I don't know how you got kicked out," and he's like, he gave me my money back and more money to go eat, and I just hung out at fucking Ari's down the street and ate.
Nice.
So you're saying you went to a fucking party, you gave some kid your pants, like that's not gay.
I bought my pants because it was all freaking attire bullshit. And then, he's pretty insecure. So on the way there, he's like, "Hey, Louis," because that's how he talks, literally. "Hey, Louis."
No, I met him. That's exactly how he talks.
Kind of, yeah. "Louis, do I look fuckable?" He's 100% serious. I'm like, and I start cracking up and everything. And then later, because we're with some chicks, and then I guess she's taking a video. She's like, "Roger," and he starts dancing like. Like pointing at the camera like a creeper stare. You guys gotta see me. It's freaking funny.
Can we just bring him over to a podcast and make fun of him?
I'm down. Yeah. He's been he's just lame.
Like I met the dude. He's funny. Like he's not even trying to be funny.
I think we all have one friend like that. Huh? Yeah.
Well, then shut the fuck up then.
Stuttering villain.
Those awkward friends, yeah.
Get a bunch of random awkward people together. They become like the best friends ever. They make a band and they go out big. The new hardcore nerd band.
I remember like Fifth and Delmar made friends with Rafa because they both have lisps.
Oh, yeah.
like yeah, again, they're both on the same.
Nah, Keith.
That would be one of the best things I've ever seen on Pizza Night. You see from a man that fucking walks in the walls.
No one ever experienced that.
That's why we need to start recording these things.
Dude, that was too bad. No one ever will ever see that shit.
All right, let's go. That's a great segue. Has anybody else ever done that on like almost dropped their phone? They fucking turn into fucking super or Spider-Man.
I've done where the phone drops like all below. That's as much as I've done.
All right, well the best thing I've done was I was taking a piss, but I let it drop so I could like text and shit. I dropped the fucking phone halfway down. I just slap it. It hits the wall and shit. I just slapped the shit. I was like, okay, cool.
Like,
this is cool.
I'll put my foot in, like, on it before it falls and hits the floor.
They stop moving.
Yeah, like, because if it hits that, it won't be as hard.
Damn. Adrian's girlfriend's phone, though.
Huh? Oh, yeah.
Damn, that shit was fucked up.
She was bitchy the whole day after that.
Yeah, she was awesome.
Well, what happened?
She, like, straight up dropped her iPhone 5S flat on his face and the screen just shattered. That's what she gets for not having a case, neither.
You know what's funny? Cause later
she did have a case, huh?
I don't remember, actually. Later on, I asked her, I was like, "Damn, like the whole day's ruined because of your phone?" And she's like, "Well, it's because I just fixed it."
So this bitch is accident prone, just in general?
She's just doing that shit.
Get a better fucking case, you bitch.
Bitch, get better grip and shit. Like, who the fuck drops?
Yeah, her hand jobs Velcro must be, and shit. Her fucking hand jobs must be horrible.
Like she keeps dropping the guy's dick.
You know what? I'm just gonna go home and finish this off myself.
I've done that shit.
You know what I
My
hate?
My bitch sucks.
When a girl goes, "Clean me." Who told you to get that wet?
That might have been one of the most disturbing things I've ever heard.
Swipe them.
Yeah, who the fuck says that, dude?
I've had a couple.
I can imagine him like he's changing a diaper.
Right? That's exactly what I saw.
Lift the legs up.
That's how crazy I am, guys.
There's baby powder and wipes next to it.
When you have sex with me, we go all the way.
All the way back to childbirth.
I raise you back up. I break you down and I raise you again.
Like he fucks it so hard he paralyzes them and he goes through like a whole treatment like trying to make them walk. Beep. beep. Being like Isaac and his girlfriend, the first time they fucked, they were in the room. We were like across the street and shit at our other friend's house. And they come out the house. She's fucking limping. Like, dude, like she couldn't even walk.
He fucked her in the ass then.
I think it was like their first time or some shit like that.
I threw off the pizza guy like the day of the rally. Cause fucking, me and Daisy went to the rally, came back, and I was like, I'm gonna hit this. It's plain and simple. It's gonna happen.
We're gonna fuck.
like, it's not like the, like, you're, there's no escaping, I'm locking the doors. It's like, you're gonna get laid.
It's
like,
gonna happen.
And then, like, I forgot, like, I didn't time it right, and I was like, fuck, like, the pizza's gonna come, like, at 4:20. Got to the house a little late, and I was like, fucking, done. So I end up walking out to the pizza dude, like, just. I like threw my jeans on, didn't fucking buckle them. Like I don't have shoes on. I'm wearing like a shirt that's covered in sweat. I'm covered in sweat. Like it looks like I just walked out of a shower, and I smell like pussy. And I don't mean like just the nice like hint of it. Like I smell like I showered like in that shit, pussy. Right? And then fucking so like I go to give the guy my card to check, and I was kind of like, oh wait, let me wipe my hands off. Dude. And I gave it him, and he's just looking at me like, and then he's like, I don't even want to ask for a tip, dude. Like, just go, keep going. I was like, all right. He just gave me the pizza, and I walked inside. I was like, this is awkward as fuck.
I have a friend who's delivered pizzas. Had the same story happen to him. But the dude had like 100. And then he was like, do you have change for this? And he's like, no, I don't. So the guy was like, all right, fuck it. Here's the 100. The pizza was like only like $30 too.
Wait, because he smelled like sex?
No, he was having sex. He saw, like, he looked inside, like, it was like one of those really small apartments, how he explained it to me. He could see the chick on the bed, and he's like half naked, like behind the door. So I was like, that's what's up.
Isn't there like a trend with all these chicks that have cam shows they fucking like to open doors? Yeah, have you ever seen the fucking ones? I saw one on E-bombs where the dude just like put some fucking clothes on and he just like slams the door on her.
Yeah, I would be like, real fucking original.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
Get a real job.
Oh, I haven't addressed this, but I kind of hinted it. The Kings won the cup.
Yes.
Plain and simple. Fuck the Ranger Kings fans. Fuck Blackhawk fans, Duck fans, and they San Jose fans. No, we're talking about a man sport here. Hey, you know what? Thanks to the World Cup, I don't have to deal with anybody at the office because no one shows up now. Like, everybody's just watching soccer. I can sit in there. I played solitaire until like everybody shows up like at 3. Then nice. I take lunch for an hour, and I only like fucking. I sit in my office for like 30 minutes doing work, which isn't shit. So thank you, World Cup. For fucking making work a lot easier.
I fucking hate all those posts.
Why, dude? Dude, did you notice like they're treating like Memo Ochoa like Jonathan Quick and shit? Like
you just turned really more fucking beaner than I am.
Why? Because I know his name.
Yeah,
dude. Like they will put his name out there all the time.
Like one, I don't fucking read Spanish, doc. Two, fucking like I saw a bunch of posts about it, and I just saw the condom one. Like, if you're going to play safe, it's the fucking goalie's picture. And I was like, that's fucking funny. Like, I'll like. From, what's his name? Frostbite Poet? Share that shit?
Is that what you saw?
Oh, Chucky? Yeah.
He's in that video. Like, I caught his name, like, Messi or whatever. Where he's, like, walking to the referees to say what's up. And there's, like, this little kid who reaches his hand out. And, like, he's trying to get his handshake. And the kid just disses him and shit. Dude, like, she was so sad because the kid was like,
he's a cute little kid, just like, ha! He's up into the sky for the guy's handshake.
It was like sad music over it.
He just basically didn't see the kid. I saw an interview after or heard an interview. He's like, I didn't see the kid.
At least it wasn't as bad as like the captain from the Blackhawks. He's doing a clinic with kids that are like 8 or 9 years old. He's not paying attention. He's looking this way, and he fucking full on like. Going like 15, 16 miles per hour, fucking just checks a kid. Like, and the kid's 9. It's damn. Like a kid that's like 40, 50 pounds getting checked by someone who's like 230. Like, this kid just goes flying and he's like, oh shit. And he goes to pick him up and the kid's out. Like, he's like, fuck, what happened to me?
He's like, his little neck just hanging around.
Yeah, there's like, and he fucking.
He's all dead. He Gwen Stacy'd her.
Oh,
poor kiddo.
We gotta start using that. We gotta Gwen Stacy bitches.
Make me Gwen Stacy.
Oh, dude, I stick snapped on them. There's this thing I follow called Epic Comics, but then I just found out they're just a bunch of hipster fags that have a fucking podcast that just want to put hip people in comic book movies, because they're like, oh, well, let's get people to play Harley Quinn. Like, who would you want to see Harley Quinn? And fucking, they ever put
Megan Fox.
No, pictures of Zooey Deschanel. What, and I was like, fuck? How the fuck is you? And you know what? Someone's like, one of them is actually pretty cool because they actually said Brittany Murphy. And Brittany Murphy, I can see doing that. But, the, I mean, logically, but there's only dead. One. Yeah, but that's why. But I was like, logically, I can only see one girl playing someone insane who's kind of insane already. Helena Bonham Carter.
I don't know who that is.
Have you seen Fight Club?
Okay.
Marla Singer.
Yeah.
That would be a perfect fucking...
The bitch, right?
Yeah. Yeah. you seen Harry Potter?
Yeah.
Bellatrix Lestrange.
Sorcerer's Stone.
Tim Burton's wife.
Yeah, yeah.
That's he lets up. Fucking Johnny Depp fuck on occasions.
Hell yeah, Johnny Depp knows what's up.
Hey, John.
I'd fuck her though.
Can you do another?
A little bit older now, but I'd swing that way.
Can you do another movie, Johnny? Please. You know the drill.
You know the drill. Yeah, I don't know how he talks. You know what I mean?
Oh, the American with a British accent. Another fucking Madonna. No, he has a British accent when you hear him talk.
No, it's pretty, maybe back then, but now it's just straight up, like, deep and, like, just.
He wears too many fedoras. Fuck him. I don't care. No,
I saw his inside the actor's studio of him, and he's just, like, super just, like.
Dry, right?
Quiet. Yeah, he's blank.
Have you seen the Jim Carrey one?
Yeah. That one was good. Dave Chappelle's was really good, too.
Yeah. Actually, you know what? I actually saw his interview on Letterman.
The Simpsons cast was pretty good, too.
Yeah, have you seen Dave Chappelle, how ripped he is right now?
Yeah, that's why. I just saw his interview on Letterman, and, like, you can tell, like, he just looks, not distraught, but he looks mad, like, the whole fucking time. Because he's, like, you know, he's finally headlining Radio City Music Hall in New York. He's got Nas opening up for him. He's doing a split set with Nas. And, like, that's cool as fuck because that's one of his, like, favorite artists. But the thing is, like, he drops that. He's like, yeah, you know, this year is actually looking good compared to the fucking last shitty 10 I had. Because it's been 10 years since the Chappelle Show.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, right.
Been that long?
Yeah, that's what I felt so fucking old when they said that. I was like, dude, I remember, like, fucking, like, remember Red Balls? Cocaine in a Can?
No, yeah.
Like, I remember I remember every fucking skit. Like, and he's like, oh, it's 10 years old and, like, and then kind of like Dave Letterman tries to tell him, like, oh, it's, you know, it's not money. He goes, no, it is money, because if I would have had what I would have had, I wouldn't have to worry about anything. And then so it was kind of heartbreaking to see that. It's like, man, this dude that had all this fame and fortune, like, he was guaranteed so many seasons and all this money and kind of just fucking snapped and left. And it was kind of funny because everybody asked,
wasn't
like,
he just mad at the.
Yeah, well, he just left. And the funny thing is, because remember, they're like, oh, he's crazy. He went to Africa, like, and they're saying that he lived out there. He's like, I was only there for 2 weeks. You know why? It's like, why? Is it because you can't hide in America, like, especially being black. You can't hide anywhere.
But over there.
Woo, you fit in.
That was the average joke.
But he was in Africa, a.k.a. South Compton.
Compton expansion.
Atlanta, Georgia and shit.
Apparently don't go to Holiday Inns in Atlanta, Georgia.
Why?
Oh, apparently drunk people like sit outside your rooms and fuck with you.
I'd be like, excuse me, sir. I pay like $60 for this room.
At Holiday Inn? Holiday Inn, $60?
Huh?
Holiday Inn's at $60? Is Holiday Inn a hotel or a motel?
It's a motel, isn't it?
I thought it was a hotel.
I think it's a hotel.
We be chilling in a Holiday Inn.
Is it a motel where they fucking... I would think... The ones you can fucking pay by the hour?
Yeah. No. The ones you just pay like $50 for a night.
You ever sit in a hotel? Like, unwillingly?
Like a hotel?
Or a motel, whatever?
I've been at a motel just to hang out.
I never got those people who are like, oh, we're having a hotel party. It's like, why don't you just fucking have a party?
Because my mom's there. Duh.
Yeah, like, I remember, like, when I joined TNT, like, oh, we're going to have hotel parties. And, like, and then it clicked. I'm like, you guys are just going to do a lot of coke and, like, bring loose women.
Well,
what the fuck else are we going to do? This is my family. He started singing shit. That's where they write their best music. On coke. Learn something from them. How long is it now?
I don't know.
What's 11:18?
You guys want to call it quits?
Yeah, we could do a short one.
All right, we'll do a short one. I'm sorry that no one listens to us. Fuck you guys.
Maybe we make it shorter if people will actually care.
I was watching I saw a post by NBC News or some shit.
Yeah.
Like this 400 fat guy got arrested. Let me read it real quick.
I was like, 400 fat guys got arrested? Okay, one, that's a lot of handcuffs. Two, it's a lot of free bologna sandwiches in jail.
That's true.
No. Like, talk about Potbelly. A Florida man who weighs about 450 pounds faces multiple charges after, I guess, he hit drugs under his belly fat. He caught him. So he had a shitload of drugs under his fucking belly fat.
What was he hiding? Like weed and shit, or?
He was hiding marijuana and cocaine. So that's where you get in trouble with the cocaine.
Yeah, you got a point.
I just want to say that.
Thanks for listening to the Goons.
Thank you.
Again.